Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Go Premanandi Hari Hari Om
Hare Krishna. I would like to say just a few words to tune you into your 64 rounds day. I'm aware that many of you have already started early in the morning and are well into their rounds. To help you further concentrate, I would like to introduce the vow of Mona to you, silence. I would really like to not speak much about it and let Srila Prabhupada explain the benefits of taking such a vow and in your life. It is taken from the third canto, chapter 24, and text 42 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, where our scripture talks about the vow of silence, and where Prabhupada says why we at all taking such a vow. It says like this: the sage Kardama accepted silence as a vow in order to think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and take shelter of Him exclusively. So in ancient times, people would stop their speaking to other people in order to totally speak to and relate to Krishna exclusively. Prabhupada says, Mona means silence. Unless one becomes silent, he cannot think completely about the pastimes and activities of the Lord. So, if you want to think totally of Krishna and be together with Krishna, then you must make the space in your life, the time in your life where you are a little bit silent to the world and very active in your relationship with Krishna. And Prabhupada continues further to speak about this. It is not that because one is a fool and cannot speak nicely, he therefore takes the vow of Mona. No, no, that's not the reason. Because one is foolish and therefore better not speak. No, no. Rather one becomes silent so that people will not disturb him. It is said by Chanakya Pandit that a rascal appears very intelligent as long as he does not speak. But speaking is a test. And so on. Kardama Muni became silent for relief from nonsensical talk. So this is a vow, and you will experience something when you are silent. I want to say the vow of silence. I recommend you to take up till 6:30. In the time where you are, be silent except for the chanting of Hare Krishna. Monam, Prabhupada says, necessitates refraining from nonsensical talking and engaging the talking facility with the Lord. In that way one can chant and hear about the Lord in order to perfect his life. No? This is how to do the vow of silence. You stop all external talk, but you are very, very active in chanting. Or you could even practice a vow of Maunam by speaking only about Krishna. Speaking about Krishna is not a nonsensical talk. It is, and Maunam we do to stop nonsensical talk. Huh? So, but today we will not speak about Krishna. In any other way than chanting his holy name. Huh? So at 6:30 you can stop this. Now I know some of you look at me, but how will I eat if I'm silent? You will see it's very easy to eat when you are silent. You go to the pots, you have your plate, and if you feel you need to to direct the service, you say, or if you're very hungry, you say like this. All this is a simple thing, and the service will know exactly what you mean because it's a simple exchange. You know, there is no complex language necessary. You know, whatever is required, but usually it works without such complicated sign language. You think, oh no, now I have to go to a school for sign language. No, it's very simple, very simple. Good. The second thing I would like to say to you, I would like to introduce to you a motto, how you can chant sincerely. It's a little formula which Srila Prabhupada has given. Just try to hear yourself chant sincerely. This simple sentence will really help you to go very nicely through your 64 rounds day. Chant sincerely and just try to hear yourself. Whenever the mind goes, as we saw yesterday, it can do that, it can travel, then bring the mind back to the to your sincere chanting, and you will see you're rooted. Sincere chanting is very nicely expressed in the fifth verse of the Shikshastakam, and you can the sincere attitude or sincere mood of calling out for Krishna is very nicely expressed in this, and you can refer to your prayers at times, and this is a prayer I specifically recommend to you for today. It is something you could return back again and again. And for the closure of this little talk, I would like to tell you this little verse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has made a song of the fifth verse, and I want to not sing it exactly, but to read to you the translation of this song, to tune you into the right mood of the fifth verse. That is a sincere call for help, a sincere chanting which you should hear all day. Huh? He says, as the fruit of my beginningless entanglement in karma, I have fallen into the ocean of material existence. I have looked around in order to find an escape, but I can't find a means to escape from this ocean. My heart burns day and night from the poisonous effects of sense gratification, and so I find no peace of mind. My mind is burned. My heart is burned from this sense gratification. There are hundreds of ropes of material desires tied around my neck. This gives me incessant trouble. Whatever actions I take to escape are really not helpful at all, for they produce simply more and more waves in that ocean. Six enemies are like pirates around me: lust, greed, and they totally intimidate me. And the time of my death arrives quickly. If I think there is refuge on some shore and swim to the shore, then I find two gangsters waiting for me on this shore and beating me up. Dry knowledge and ritual spiritual life. These are the two gangsters who don't help me, but who beat me up and throw me back into the water. Krishna, I have come to understand you are the only one who is powerful and compassionate enough to save me. The last verse is just so wonderful. O most merciful Lord, please catch hold of this fallen servant and make him a particle of dust at your lotus feet. In this way, please give shelter. I'm your eternal servant, but as a result of forgetting you, I have become bound by the ropes of Maya. So my dear devotees, this is your day. Turn to Krishna with sincerity in your heart, a sincerity which is expressed in the verse of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and which is here explained so nicely in the song which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written. Then turn to him in a helpless way, and always don't forget this motto, just try to hear yourself, chant sincerely. Then you will be in a very wonderful Krishna conscious mood. And please remember what I said, those who are not accustomed to chant very much, who are just beginners, you can pace yourself, don't create an unnecessary thing, oh my God, I can't, so many, stress, this is the most easy day in your life. You can just be with Krishna, nothing else on your agenda, nothing else on your list to do, it's reserved for this, and I wish you a wonderful day. There are japa sessions with Gaura Hari either under the tree or here in the community hall, depending on the water. If you can't find him under the tree, he will be here. So let us, the last words for today should be together. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. From now on, it's the holy name and the vow of silence. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.